Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. What does somebody say who was appointed to one of the most important jobs in all of government, one of the leading jobs in the presidential cabinet? And yes, it is a cabinet level position, and found out that, well, it was not so easy to get along with President Trump. Why is that? Why, as Bret Baier put the question to Donald Trump in the midst of a very enlightening interview, why can you name a whole list of 20, 30 of the most prominent people, secretaries of state, secretaries of defense, attorneys general, national security advisors, all of whom worked for Trump briefly and then had a falling out with the president and left? Why? We'll talk about that with the president's former national security advisor, Bolton, John Bolton, who is actually also going to give us some background on the idea of making peace in the Ukraine in the midst of this brutal period of time of a very tough counteroffensive by the Ukrainians. We'll be speaking to John Bolton coming right up. But first off, there is big news about finally finding out the truth about where the money came from for bailing George Santos out of jail. And that means an update on the great pretender.
Call Listen. Me a liar.
I faked my way to Congress, which is absolutely amazing.
I like blowing stories that are not there up.
Oh, yeah, I'm the pretender.
I'm Jewish. Remember, I was raised Catholic.
And I do it well.
I'm not a facade. I'm not a persona. Call me a liar. No, it's not false at all.
Not false at all. Well, we finally know who bailed out Representative George Santos from jail, despite the beleaguered congressman claiming he'd rather go to jail than give up their names. Court documents, which were unsealed this morning, revealed that Santos's father and his aunt put up the $500,000 bail bond that allowed Santos to walk free after his arrest by federal authorities last month. Gersino Dos Santos Jr., that's Santos's father, lives in New York and previously worked as a house painter, according to the New York Times. Santos's father and aunt both donated thousands to his congressional bid, according to federal election data. Preven, that's the aunt, Preven's social media accounts reflect a particular interest in Brazilian politics, as she had posted material critical of the country's new left-wing president, Ignacio Lula da Silva, and supportive of his far-right foe and predecessor, Jair Bolsonaro. A United States Postal Service worker, Congressman Santos' aunt, owns properties in both Queens and in Brazil. Prosecutors have accused Santos of, number one, running a scheme to defraud political donors, cheating the federal government out of COVID-19 relief funds, and even faking disclosure forms during his own campaign for a Long Island congressional seat. The Justice Department indicted him in May on 13 counts that include money laundering, stealing public money, wire fraud, and making false statements to Congress. Santos pleaded not guilty to all those charges, calling the case a witch hunt. And despite the fact that he's faced a cascade of public scandals, state and local entities as well as authorities in Brazil have pursued criminal probes against him. Democrats in Congress have pushed for his expulsion, while Republican Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy has declined to support his reelection bid. Well, I would think so. I think he has other things to focus on in his life than running for reelection, McCarthy told reporters in the Capitol. By the way, wouldn't that be true of President Trump, too? He has other things in his life to focus on other than running for reelection. Because some of these things, like the issue of wire fraud and basically scamming people out of money, that's one of the things that is pending right now in terms of the special prosecutor's grand jury work for President Trump in Washington. It's the Jack Smith Washington component, which we will see what happens there. Meanwhile, there is news from Gallup, which is fascinating, and it's news about the moral outlook of Americans. The headline they use is, fewer in U.S. say same-sex relations morally acceptable. Americans' views about the morality of a number of behaviors and practices are largely stable, writes the bulletin from Gallup organization, compared with a year ago. However, significantly fewer say same-sex relations are morally acceptable. More say the death penalty is. So on those two issues, the people of America seem to be moving in a conservative direction. Americans are most likely to say birth control is morally acceptable, with 88% holding that view. At least 7 in 10 say the same about divorce, sex between an unmarried man and an unmarried woman, and having a baby outside of marriage. In other words, 7 out of 10 say all those things are morally acceptable. Same-sex relations and the death penalty are in the next group, along with gambling, stem cell research, and wearing animal fur, with between 60 and 69% of Americans approving of those five issues from a moral perspective. U.S. adults are least likely to condone one thing, where they think it's just morally completely unacceptable. It's married men and women having affairs. They also hold that it's morally unacceptable to do human cloning and suicide. These results are based on Gallup's annual values and beliefs poll conducted May 1st through 24th. Last year, a record high 71% of U.S. adults said gay or lesbian relations are morally acceptable. That figure has fallen back this year to 64%. Why do you think? Don't you think that part of the problem and part of the reason is because of the extremism of some of the propaganda that we get, particularly on Pride Month? And I know this was taken before Pride Month, but there is such an insistence on gay relationships not only being acceptable, it's somebody else's business, it's somebody else, but being particularly admirable and worthy of praise and worthy of celebration. And doesn't all that emphasis sometimes produce something of a black backlash, so that the morally acceptable status for gay and lesbian relations would fall back from 71% a year ago to 64% today? The figure has been 60% or higher ever since 2015. It used to be less than 30%. We have changed. We are changing. How about changing our foreign policy, particularly regarding Iran? And how is that being handled? We'll get to that and more with John Bolton, former National Security Advisor, coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
Michael, you are the best.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show, a pleasure to welcome back to our program a friend of the show, Ambassador John Bolton, former assistant to the President of the United States, that would be President Donald Trump, for National Security Affairs. He is also the author of the triumphant bestseller, The Room Where It Happened, a White House memoir. And I want to ask you about that book and some of what is reported in that book in a moment. But first up, I was astonished to see the New York Times, and then it was picked up by other papers, other media outlets, reporting that the Biden administration is trying to follow up on some of the incompleted work of the Trump administration by trying to broker some kind of mutual recognition peace agreement between two American allies, Saudi Arabia and Israel. Are you aware of those reports? Do you think that's a waste of time, or is it a worthy endeavor?
Well, it's they still fall in the category of rumor, and it may be something that focuses the Biden administration's mind because we're getting closer to a presidential election. I think a lot of people thought that normalization between Israel and Saudi Arabia would come at some point, perhaps when King Salman passes on, when certain other things happen. But if there's a dynamic that's pushing it ahead now, it's, I think, the Biden administration's realization that they've done so much damage to the U.S. reputation in Saudi Arabia, and I think many of the other Gulf Arab states, by their desire to get back into the Iran nuclear deal, by their basically saying they're going to put the Gulf Arab oil producers out of business because they produce those terrible hydrocarbons, and that this would be one way to try and make some amends. So I think there are a lot of factors involved, and I think it's very hard to predict whether it's really likely and therefore a worthy endeavor, or maybe they're just chasing shadows.
In terms of the ability to restructure an agreement with Iran, I think you're on record as suggesting that that's being pursued the wrong way and being handled to the detriment of our national interest.
Absolutely. It's stunning that after all this time, the administration's not willing to give up. And, you know, they're now talking about an interim deal, a partial deal, after having said for years they would never do that. The consequence, the main consequence of whatever they do, is not that Iran will stop making progress toward nuclear weapons. They're going to continue to do that no matter what deal they agree to. The real consequence will be the unfreezing of billions, perhaps tens of billions of dollars of Iranian assets that will flow back to the regime, will be a lifeline for it. It's in economic trouble. It's in political trouble domestically. And what they don't spend to prop themselves up, they'll use for terrorism and nuclear weapons. It's just inconceivable to me what the administration thinks it's going to get out of this. The Hill's watching carefully, and I think there'd be a bipartisan eruption if they carry through with it.
That's fascinating, and it's important. And also important, I assume, Ambassador Bolton, that you either saw or heard about Bret Baier's conversation on the air on Fox News with President Trump. And one of the questions mentioned your name because it gave a list of very distinguished Americans who had been selected by President Trump for top cabinet positions, for the most influential positions in his administration, and a very high percentage of them, I mean, two attorneys general, two secretaries of state, secretaries of defense, all have come out broken with President Trump, left the administration. You had a fairly brief tenure with President Trump. From your perspective, why was this so much a pattern with this particular president of finding very distinguished patriotic Americans to work in his administration and then not being able to make use of them?
Well, I think it's probably two main factors. Factor number one is all the people who have been engaged professionally in military affairs, diplomatic affairs, many of these legal affairs have philosophies, they have programs, they thought they were entering at least a Republican, if not a clearly conservative Republican administration. And for every one of them, that turned out to be not true, because Trump doesn't have a philosophy. His philosophy is what's good for Donald Trump. So trying to engineer policies, which is what one normally does in government, was something foreign to Trump and impossible for, I think, most competent professionals to abide more than a limited period of time. The second was that I think Trump fears successful people that can get credit for things that he thinks he ought to get credit for. And there was amazing jealousy. This is difficult to describe, for subordinates who were doing well. And Trump just couldn't tolerate it. He wanted his idea of what control meant was control of the people he could see around him. He had no idea about how vast the federal government was, how enormous its responsibilities are. He had a very limited view of things, and his stage was so small, it only had room for one person.
Speaking of looking for one person, right now there's now the 12th candidate announced for President of the United States on the Republican side. Are there any of those candidates who impress you positively with their approach to foreign policy?
Yeah, I think a number of them. I have a lot of respect for a number of people in the race, and I'm not saying necessarily that they're viable candidates to prevail, but I think Asa Hutchinson, I think Will Hurd, who just joined the crowd today, a former CIA agent, Tim Scott, who has not in his Senate career made national security a big priority, but in the remarks he's made so far in the campaign on Ukraine and other contemporary issues looks good. Mike Pence, the country owes him a debt, not just for what he did on January the 6th to stop the effort to prevent the Electoral College vote from being counted, but for many encounters with Trump during the administration that are not public, where he somehow or another moved Trump to make the right decision. These are people who I would have confidence in controlling foreign policy. And I think there may be others, too. I mean, I think one of the things we really need in the party is a debate to overcome this virus of isolationism that's loose. And one of the problems of Trump now, not only being in the race, but unbelievably being indicted again, is that he sucked the oxygen out of the room, at least for now, for political debate on substance.
And some of that substance clearly involves a success for defending the liberty and survival of the nation of Ukraine. Appreciate, Ambassador, your book, The Room Where It Happened, The White House Memoir. It's posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. Wishing you Godspeed and a prominent place in a wonderful new conservative Reaganite administration. We will be right back on the MedVed Show.
Are you feeling tired? Is your stomach upset and you can't eat the foods you like? Balance 7 will change that and bring back your energy. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order, free shipping, money back guarantee.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The Coast Guard confirms a submersible used to view the Titanic was found demolished on the ocean floor.
An ROV, or remote operated vehicle, discovered the tail cone of the Titan submersible.
Rear Admiral Don Mauger said a robotic sub found parts of the missing Titan 1,600 feet from the bow of the Titanic. Mauger said there was some catastrophic failure and gave his condolences to the family members affected. A House resolution to impeach President Biden's being sent to a pair of committees instead of going to a vote on the floor. Colorado Republican Lauren Boebert had introduced a resolution to force a vote despite the objections of House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell by 4 points to 33.946. The S&P 500 gained 16 points, 43.81. The NASDAQ rose by 128 points, 13.630. Dave Collins, USA News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
And on the Michael Medved show, they have completed the resolution of censure against Adam Schiff. But meanwhile, they have a much more serious matter that is also being pursued in Congress. There will be some vote on it, apparently, because Lorena Boebert has been promoting not only the censure resolution on Adam Schiff, but the impeachment of President Joe Biden. And the impeachment is about basically his handling of the southern border. Now, this has actually divided two of the leaders of the most conservative faction. I don't even want to say conservative, because it's not really conservative, the most populist faction in the House of Representatives. Two of those leaders are Lorena Boebert of Colorado, and of course Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia. And apparently they really mixed it up on the House floor. Now, unfortunately, there's no recording, but apparently Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene actually used the term little B word meaning a female dog, addressing Congressman Boebert because she believes that Congressman Boebert had stolen her impeachment resolution from Congressman Green. She called Boebert a little bee and a copycat. So she's called both a cat and a dog. This is the way that this was described by someone who was there, and all concerning impeachment resolutions that obviously are not going to result in President Biden's removal of office. The one way to get President Biden out of office is to beat him in the election, for goodness sake, which should be eminently possible to do. But instead, there are people in Washington who are spending time on this. The Congress member from Seattle, Pramila Jayapal, one of the leaders of the Progressive Caucus in the House of Representatives, and no friend particularly of either Lorena Boebert or of Marjorie Taylor Greene, MTG, she had this to say about describing what was going on in the spat between these two ladies. Clip 7.
Well, we know that Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert are both dueling with each other around impeachment resolutions of Joe Biden. And look, I think the thing is that this is a clear sign yet again that Kevin McCarthy has ceded control of the party to people in the extreme MAGA right of his party. And, you know, they're trying to control them now, but they've put them out in center stage. They've given them the forum in many different ways, and now this is what they're having to deal with. Chaos, extremism, nothing about governing, nothing about helping the American people have lower costs and better jobs and higher wages and safer communities, just this chaos and extremism that we watch every day now.
And that doesn't help anybody. There's also another article that immediately catches the attention. It has the headline in the New York Times, "Ex-analyst sent to prison for removing FBI files." And they report that a former FBI intelligence analyst from Kansas received nearly 4 years in prison in a case that bears strong parallels to that of former President Donald J. Trump, including the same charges of willful retention of national security secrets. The analyst, whose name is Kendrick Kingsbury, who, by the way, sounds like she's... I mean, it's why since she would get a job as an analyst, she sounds like she needs a lot of analysis herself. But Kendra Kingsbury is 50. She was accused of improperly removing and unlawfully taking home about 386 classified documents to her personal residence in Dodge City, Kansas. She pleaded guilty to two counts of violating the Espionage Act, which is exactly what Trump is accused of. During her sentencing hearing in Kansas City on Wednesday, Mr. Kingsbury said, they say Mr. Kingsbury, said she was loyal and did not apologize for taking the records. She was guilty of being too honest, Ms. Kingsbury said, because she had told the FBI in late 2017 she had the documents. She criticized investigators, accusing them of vilifying her character. Some of the documents would have revealed the government's most important and secretive methods of collecting essential national security intelligence, prosecutors wrote in a sentencing memo, adding that she removed sensitive documents during the more than 12 years she worked in the FBI's office in Kansas City. Her case and punishment and others like it involving violations of the Espionage Act reflect how seriously the government takes such charges and offer a glimpse of how aggressively the Justice Department might pursue its case against President Trump. In Mr. Trump's case, he faces 31 counts of willfully retaining national defense secrets, each of which carries a maximum sentence of 10 years in prison. So he could get, just on those charges, 310 years in prison. He won't. But 10 years in prison. The former president has also been charged with conspiracy to obstruct justice, corruptly scheming to hide information from the government, and lying to investigators. I think what's important about this case, and the reason it deserves attention, it says here that Ms. Kingsbury, like Mr. Trump, was accused of not being helpful or forthcoming with investigators. Ms. Kingsbury's lawyer attributed her behavior to a series of underlying events, including serious health problems she experienced after she began working with the FBI in 2004, and several deaths in the family, including the murder of her uncle in Texas. Okay, she's still got 4 years. So the question is, what are the extenuating circumstances that President Trump is going to point to? There has still been no explanation, and even in that probing interview by Brett Baer, which he did a fine job on Fox, and I'm glad to know he's been named. He's going to be one of the co-moderators at the first Republican debate on August 23rd. But one of the big questions right now that President Trump has not even attempted to answer is why. I mean, okay, he had his golf shirts, and he had his shoes, and he had his socks in these boxes. But what would prevent you from allowing the FBI or the National Archives, and more to the point, the National Archives are the people who are asking for these papers back, to sort through them? In other words, the claim that he was busy, of course he's busy, and they didn't have time to sort through the papers. When you're talking about something this serious that is going to lead this poor lady to a four-year prison term in Kansas, that goes to the point where people say, well, if it were anyone else, they wouldn't be charged. This is someone very else than the President of the United States, and she's not only charged, she's sentenced to 4 years. Coming up, Kamala Harris tells a story. That and more coming up.
Outrageous what's going on out here.
The Michael Medved Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. Medved Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, but above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Medved show, a shakeup for one of the candidates for President of the United States, and it's the second shakeup in 5 weeks. Marianne Williamson, who is one of the two principal challengers to President Biden, the other one is Robert Kennedy Jr. And when you are upstaged by Robert Kennedy Jr., who is a crank, and has so many problems with his candidacy. But he's gaining some energy. Marianne Williamson, not so much. The spiritual guru and teacher and writer and a Hollywood figure has just reached a parting of the ways with her campaign manager. This is the second time in 2 months. Was just announced this week on a small left-wing podcast called Vanguard, and it is unclear whether Rosa Calderon was fired, whether she quit, or whether it was mutually agreed upon departure. Part of the rumor is that Marianne Williamson in this campaign has not raised enough money to pay a campaign manager, which could be a factor. And then there is this also, another shakeup with somebody who has a tough time working with staff, according to all reports. That would be the Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris. She has a brand new chief of staff who is a longtime Biden aide named Sheila Nix, who will be joining the Biden campaign to serve as Vice President Kamala Harris's chief of staff. And maybe she can get her to deliver even more powerful sound bites than one that she created when she told the story, the very meaningful story, of two frogs and two pots. This came in a podcast interview. And I'm sure it will stay with you always. Listen.
I think of those two frogs. You know, the two frogs and the two pots. So for your listeners, here it goes. So there are two pots of water and two frogs. And in one pot, you put the frog in the water and you slowly turn up the heat. And that frog's just hanging out as the heat just slowly gets hotter. to the point that that water starts to boil and that frog perishes. In the other pot of water, you first turn up the heat real high. The water is boiling. You drop that frog in, he'll jump right out. The lesson there, as far as I'm concerned, don't be that first frog.
Okay, what does that mean? Okay, don't allow yourself to stay in boiling water because it's coming on gradually in heat. And I am not sure what the Vice President of the United States means, but don't be that first frog. That would be a terrific slogan for the future. Concerning the Biden campaign, this from NBC News, President Biden will kick off another administration-wide roadshow touting his economic agenda, a three-week counterpoint to the messaging coming out of the intensifying Republican presidential race. The Invest in America tour will reprise a similar 60-stop, 30-state barnstorming effort by Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris, and cabinet officials this spring, which they used to highlight how the president's legislative victories in Washington were benefiting specific communities through new infrastructure projects, business expansions, or funding announcements. Whoopee. Does that sound like an exciting situation? I'll tell you what the exciting situation is they had primary elections yesterday, actually 2 days ago. The primaries occurred. They've gotten the final results in Virginia. And there were a lot of contested Republican primaries, and in 10 of them, Governor Youngkin made endorsements. And all 10 of the Republicans who were endorsed by Governor Youngkin won their races, which means that, for instance, Amanda Chase, who had made quite a bit of noise in Virginia as the Trumpiest of all the state senators, she had said, I'm like President Trump in high heels, which is a kind of a scary image. But she lost. And so did other people who were more representative of the MAGA wing. This was a recognition on the part of Republican voters in Virginia in a very closely divided legislature where they have the state House of Representatives, I believe, is dominated by the Democrats. They have a margin of like one vote, and the Republicans have a margin of one or two votes in the state Senate. So this primary election, which is coming out this November, with the Republican candidates that people wanted, is a very good bit of news. There was also a conservative Democrat, one of the very few surviving pro-life Democrats, who lost his primary, which is bad news for the Democratic Party that you don't even have anyone representing a pro-life position in a state where the opinion is much more evenly divided. The fact that Glenn Youngkin now has a chance of making this tremendous move forward in November, there is a great deal of supposition that if he does that, because as governor of Virginia, you can't run for re-election. They have term limits of one term. And that's why Terry McAuliffe, who was the guy who lost to Glenn Youngkin in Virginia, he had served his one term. He then took time off, and they had Governor Northam, another Democrat. And then when Terry McAuliffe, the former governor, tried to come back to serve a second term, he was beaten by Glenn Youngkin. But the supposition is that if Youngkin succeeds with after this primary success and takes over both houses of the legislature, not only will he have a much better concluding 2 years of his gubernatorial term, but he might be a last-minute addition to what is already a crowded presidential race. There is more about a Democrat actually a promising Democrat, you could say, for the Democratic Party. She is the front runner running for the U.S. Senate in the state of Michigan. And the congressman, whose name is Alyssa Slotkin, spoke at an event about America's biggest threat to our children. Of course, she insisted that that threat had nothing to do with woke ideology. Listen, clip 9.
And then the thing that's going to affect our kids way more than us, climate change. Those are the things that are truly harming our children, not manufactured threats that are drum up and stirred up because they want to create fear. Like books, or teaching black history in our schools, or being an inclusive society. Those are not threatening our children. What is threatening our children are the things that are killing them in our communities.
Okay, killing them. First of all, no one is opposed to teaching black history in schools. What people are opposed to is critical race theory, which suggests a different view, not of black people, but a different view of America in general, suggesting that America has been based on racism and crimes and misery and misbehavior. And to the idea that parents actually would like their children to receive some meaningful background in civics and patriotism, is that so radical or unthinkable? Speaking of radical and unthinkable, this from People magazine. Carrie Lake appears at Mar-a-Lago more than Melania Trump, they are reporting. And she practically lives in a suite. She spent a significant portion of her time in Mar-a-Lago during its open season, the source tells People. In the summer months, the property generally clears out, and even Trump heads to his golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey. But Carrie Lake is there all the time, the source tells People. There's a suite there that she practically lives in. So what's the plan? The story behind the story? Next time on the Medved Show, A.B. Stoddard of Real Clear Politics on Chris Christie. What is he trying to do? We'll talk to foreign policy expert Ilan Berman, who has just returned from Turkey. We'll review the new film, Asteroid City, and a big spectacular film, documentary about Arnold Schwarzenegger, that is, in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.